He was rich. You've asked me, O God, to give you the one thing I can't give you. Is God pursuing you this morning? Is he asking you this morning to give him the one thing that you can't give him? It might be your money, or it just might be trust. It might just be that he's asking you to yield to him. Is God pursuing you this morning? Is God somehow saying to you this morning through the Gospel of Luke that I love you so much, I care about you so much, I want so much to be in deeper relationship with you, but you're holding back? And we say, well, what would that, what do you want from me? My point was, at the very beginning, to read this book, this time through, asking, how is God pursuing me? In chapter 4 and the following chapters, the Spirit of the Lord just starts being released all over the place. There's healing, there are deliverances, there's even forgiveness. Jesus does the unthinkable. He forgives somebody. The Pharisees can't handle it because now he's even is so bold as to forgive somebody. In chapter 6, he moves from being a disciple to being an apostle. Now, unfortunately, in religious circles where we like to have rank and authority and colors on our robes, we love to have rank and authority. What does it mean to go from a disciple to an apostle? Wait a minute. What is a disciple? A follower, right? A disciple's a follower. What's an apostle? What do you think an apostle was in the day of the book? What? Well, if you had been Gentile or Jew, and you had come to the faith in Christ, right? And you had said yes to the follow me, so you're now following after. I'm not talking about the 12 disciples only now. Right? Because first there were the 12, and then there were many, many, many more. In fact, the more miracles that happened, the more disciples started coming, right? What were those disciples? They were followers. People were laying down their lives to follow Christ. They were, this can't be. What's going on? What am I seeing? I don't believe my eyes. But they were following Christ. Yes? What is the difference then between being recognized as a disciple than being an apostle? An apostle is a messenger, an emissary. An apostle is one who takes the message and starts spreading it with others, yes? So there's nothing wrong with being a disciple, but you're just following the master. When you begin apostling, now you are. I think the modern version of apostles, now look, this is, again, I'm going out on a limb that many of you can disagree with, but I think the modern apostle is the missionary. I think that's what missionaries do today. When somebody stands and says, boy, I feel called to some foreign place to preach the gospel, and I'm looking to you guys to help me get there. I want to go on my apostolic journey. Well, what are you going to do when you get there? I'm going to tell people about Jesus. I'm going to try and build churches. I'm going to try and train up pastors. But that's what the mission's about, yeah? So that's who I think the modern apostles are. And not everybody is called to be an apostle, correct? I think we're called to be disciples. And then it comes to this big message, chapter 6, verse 27. And I'll try and end it quickly here. Chapter 6, verse 27. My Bible says that right here is Luke's most concentrated summary of Jesus' teachings for his followers. Now, when I read that, that just poked me in the eye. I said, wait a minute, this is a bold statement. the editor of this book, The Voice, says that this is the most concentrated summary of Jesus' teaching. Here it is. If you're listening, here's my message. Keep loving your enemies. Keep doing good to those who hate you. Keep speaking blessings. Keep praying. Did you see that? It might be worded a little differently in your Bible, but here's a summary of the message of Jesus Christ. Loving, doing, speaking, praying. Look at verse 35. If you want to be extraordinary, love your enemies. Verse 37. If you don't want to be judged, don't judge. And if you want to be forgiven, forgive. What does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be pursued by God? What is he asking of me this morning? I want an on-fire, dynamic relationship with my Savior. Do you? Or are we after just a casual relationship with God? Or are we after just kind of a distant, kind of a... let's date by texting. Let's have a Facebook relationship. Let's somehow get to know each other through Harmony. E-Harmony. I don't know. All of that speaks of distance, doesn't it? But when a guy sits down with a girl, and he sizes up that girl, and he talks to that girl, and her heart starts to melt his heart, he wants to pursue that girl. He doesn't want to stay distant. He doesn't want to just text her. He doesn't want to just talk to her on the phone. What's he want to do? He wants to be with her. I'll close with this. Every now and then we're at some movie, watching a movie, it's a love story starts happening, and this whole pursuit thing is going on. Whether it's her after him or him after her, you know how they do in the movies? And Carol gets upset with me because I get so frustrated. They drag it out, and I say, just kiss the girl! I know that's what you want to do! Just kiss the girl! God wants to kiss you. God wants to wrap his arms around you. He wants to be your lover. God is pursuing you. And he will do it the right way. And all he's really asking of us is that we would yield to him. Amen? Lord, I thank you for this gospel this morning. I thank you that every time we read your word, we can find ways that you are pursuing us. Help us, Lord, in our response to you today. Help us be on fire with boldness to say yes to what you're calling us to be and to do. Help us to reaffirm that nothing is impossible with you, that with you, O God, all things are possible. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen? Amen. And, church, if I've said anything this morning that you don't agree with, you take it to Larry. Okay, church, you are dismissed. God bless you.